Now, at this stage, you have reached Dunamin Castle. Dunamin Castle was picked as one of the sites to place the new police training, the guard training barracks for Ireland, but that went to Templemore instead. The Divine Word's missionaries bought it as their base for their missionary work all over Europe, all over Africa and the Far East. Today it is still in control of the Divine Word missionaries, be a very small number left. It's very interesting to go up on the left hand side and you'll see all the graveyards of the priests. It is now the National Centre for the Wheelchair Association, Halla Centre. It's known in Irish as Quishla, C-Y-S-L-E, the Quishla Halla Centre. And people that are disabled from all over Ireland can come here and have a holiday in surroundings that are perfectly adapted to suit their needs.
So there's Dunamin Castle as it was originally, fording the river.
They used to be fighting with the returns of the fair side of the river.
The oldest inhabited, that's only down the road, it's the oldest inhabited castle in Ireland.
Oh, right.
It's actually supposed to be a ghost, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it's a ghost history.
And do you know why it's good? Do you know why it's one of the daughters had to be locked away because she was smitten by one of the local fellas?
She was what?
And she was smitten. She was
in
love. And she was locked away in one of the towers. And she died of a broken heart, as the fellas says. You know?